Hello, I'm Zoe Diamond with the BBC News. The world tennis authorities have announced an independent review into the effectiveness of their anti-corruption practices after allegations that evidence of possible match-fixing was not followed up. The claims were made in an investigation by the BBC and the website BuzzFeed, which raised suspicions about 16 players. The review was announced at the Australian Open by Philip Brook, chairman of the Tennis Integrity Unit.
It is vital that we repair this damage and that we do so quickly, which is why today we are announcing an independent review that will examine all aspects of tennis's anti-corruption programme, including the Tennis Integrity Unit's work, and which will make recommendations for change.
The leader of an armed group that has been occupying a wildlife refuge in Oregon has been arrested by the US federal authorities. The militia leader, Ammon Bundy, was detained along with four others after a confrontation with law enforcement officials in which one suspect was killed. Peter Bowes has the details.
According to the FBI and the Oregon State Police, shots were fired during an operation to bring the group into custody. One person, who is the subject of an arrest warrant, died, and another suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to hospital. The arrest took place during a traffic stop not far from the wildlife refuge. A further two men were held at a separate location. The authorities say the defendants face a federal charge of conspiracy to impede officers of the United States.
The technology giant Apple has reported lower than expected sales of iPhones in the last quarter, due in part to the economic slowdown in China. It sold almost 75 million of the devices, the slowest rate of sales growth since the iPhone was launched 9 years ago. Even though Apple's profits rose to more than $18 billion, BBC's North America technology correspondent Dave Lee said the sales figures were concerning.
These quarterly results are still record-breaking, still the biggest profit ever recorded. But that crucial thing, the fact the iPhone, for the first time since it was launched back in 2007, is now in decline. And so that is being seen as a big problem for investors, because the iPhone is really what brings in the money for Apple. More than 60% of Apple's entire revenue is from that smartphones.
The Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is visiting France later today on the second stage of his European tour. He's expected to secure valuable trade deals following the lifting of international sanctions over Iran's nuclear programme. The biggest is likely to be an order for more than 100 Airbus passenger planes. His meeting with President Hollande on Thursday is reported to have been delayed until after lunch, after Iranian diplomats requested that no wine be served. World News from the BBC. President Obama has called for the rapid development of tests, vaccines and treatments against the Zika virus, which is transmitted by mosquitoes and is thought to cause birth defects. Mr. Obama was briefed on the advance of the virus, which could potentially spread to the United States in the warmer months. The US network Fox News has hit back at the presidential contender Donald Trump in a deepening row over his refusal to take part in a televised debate with his Republican rivals. Fox News accused Mr. Trump of viciously attacking debate moderator Megyn Kelly and said his campaign manager had subjected her to threats and what it called terrorizations. Mr. Trump had demanded Ms. Kelly be replaced, saying that she was biased against him after they clashed during a debate last August. Israel is to make public previously unreleased documents relating to the executed Nazi war criminal Adolf Eichmann. The papers include a plea for clemency in which he argues that his role in organising the mass extermination of Jews was exaggerated. The documents will be presented at a ceremony to mark International Holocaust Memorial Day. Olivia Marks-Waldman is from the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust.
The Holocaust has been described as an event that shook the foundations of civilization. I think that's a very powerful phrase. The fact that it happened threatened who we are as civilized human beings living together in a society. So in and of itself, it is worthy of remembrance that 6 million Jewish people were annihilated.
Emperor Akihito of Japan has begun a trip to the Philippines with a statement on war guilt, saying that his nation must remember the tremendous loss of life suffered by the Philippines during the Second World War. The emperor is due to visit a cemetery for tens of thousands of Filipinos. World News from the BBC.